harvest roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom.
This is Recipe Roundup, episode 44. Next week, I will be talking about doner kebab, a similar meat concoction to shawarma or gyro. But as I'm perfecting my recipe, I wanted to go ahead and give you the sauce that I like to eat with those dishes. This goes great with any sort of meat and fresh vegetable sandwich or wrap, and I've also eaten it as a spread on warm crusty bread and pita. It is very reminiscent of a tzatziki sauce. Like many of the recipes I give, there's a level of customization that you can bring to this dip, mainly in the form of fresh herbs. Cilantro, mint, and dill are all great additions to this yogurt sauce, but when I most recently made it, I was just using what I already had around the house. Even without fresh herbs, it really hit the spot. When it comes to the yogurt, I highly recommend full-fat yogurt. I personally use Greek yogurt, so that the final result is thicker than not, but that is entirely up to you. Having the full-fat component takes the heft of this sauce to the next level, bringing the necessary creaminess to tame the heat of the garlic. Note, you will definitely smell like garlic after making and eating this. If you don't like garlic, I'd recommend staying away from this recipe. Ingredients: 1 cup of full-fat plain yogurt, 1 to 3 garlic cloves, grated or pressed, 3 tablespoons of freshly diced tomato and or cucumber, 3 tablespoons of freshly diced onion, 1 tablespoon of extra virgin olive oil, black pepper and salt to taste, 1 teaspoon of ground cumin, which is optional, and also optional fresh herbs like mint, cilantro, or dill, chopped. First, finely dice a slice or two of tomato and or cucumber and onion. Place into a medium-sized bowl. Grate or press 1 to 3 garlic cloves, depending on your preference, into the bowl. Then drizzle the contents with half of your olive oil. Add the cup of yogurt, as well as any fresh herbs you are using, and begin to mix fully. Let the mixture sit for 5 minutes before stirring in the black pepper, salt, and optional cumin, tasting as you go. Finally, drizzle the remaining olive oil on top, and you can either mix that in or leave it separate to enjoy. Look out for next week's doner kebab recipe. This sauce is perfect on it. You can find this recipe and all of my recipes on our website, AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Please send any reviews and pictures to sage@amrmail.org. For a recipe roundup, this is Sage Tangway.
All this roundup time, away out west when the cactus is in bloom. Dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-dee-oh-d